You're listening to the Greg Swame Show, baby.
Oh, welcome, everybody. A terrific Sunday. I am excited. Conference realignment is starting to rear its ugly head. Bill and I were just kind of talking about that before we came on. Also have Sean Leary on. We're going to talk about recruiting and scholarships and what places give full scholarships, what places give partials, but they can help you out with academic money and, you know, combination of that. And then we're having on Chris Zorich. And a lot of you football fans will know who Chris Zorich is. All-American at Notre Dame, a big-time player in the NFL for the Chicago Bears. He's got his own podcast. We'll talk about that. And I'll ask him, hey, what's going to go on with Notre Dame in football? Are they going to, you know, join a conference like the ACC or the Big 12 in football when conference realignment comes up? So we've got a jam-packed show. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back after these messages.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswame.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with a check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
And your National Weather Service forecast, tonight partly cloudy, overnight a 20% chance of thunderstorms, 65, and winds turning northwest after midnight. Then much cooler, only 72, with a 70% chance of storms Monday and cloudy and northeast winds, Monday night clear and 52.
And welcome back, Sunday night. It's all good, and it's always great when we have Sean Leary on, CEO of Sports Thread, the top app out there, the top recruiting app out there for sure. If you are a young person and you want to play college sports, or you're a grandpa or grandma or aunt, uncle, dad, whatever, and you want to help and you just happen to hear it, tell them about Sports Thread. Go to sportsthread.com. Sean, let's talk a little bit about scholarships.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me on today. Very excited to talk about scholarships. So, you know, you're a high school athlete. You're looking to go and play ball in college. There's a lot of different information out there. There's a lot of different things that you need to be considering when you're trying to figure out what's the right fit and where you want to go to school. And it goes without saying, one of the top reasons why young athletes don't go to college is being able to afford it, being able to put your academic money, your scholarship money, and all your financials together so that you're able to go and be at that college. So one of the things that I want to start with is the difference in types of scholarship allotments that schools have. So there's two kinds of scholarship allotments that colleges, the college sports programs fall into. One is what's called a headcount sport. And the other is called an equivalency sport or equivalency scholarship. So if you have a headcount sport, what that means is the program is only allowed to give out a certain number of full scholarships to a certain number of players. For example, if you're a football team, I believe the number is 85 scholarships that you can give away if you're an NCAA Division I FBS team. Whereas if you're in an equivalency sport, you're actually able to split those scholarships up and give out partials. So the sports that you would fall into for Division I that are headcount sports are football, that's D1 FBS only, basketball for both men's and women's, tennis for women, gymnastics for women, and volleyball for women. All other sports, for the most part, are going to fall under what you would call an equivalency scholarship situation, where the school has a certain number of scholarships that they're able to split up across multiple players. So that's going to create a situation where you're going to get a partial scholarship, most likely, and everybody on the team is going to get a partial scholarship. Does that make sense, Greg?
Oh, absolutely. Been down this road with a lot of kids.
Absolutely, and you know it's one of the things that you really got to keep in mind when you're out there, you're networking, when you're talking to college coaches, and you're trying to figure out, you know, where's the right fit for you, not only to play at that school, but also to be able to afford that afford the tuition at that school. So if you're going to be one of those headcount sports and you're a Division I athlete, it's a full ride or nothing. If you're a men's basketball player, if you're a FBS football player on the Division I level, then you are going to probably get a full ride scholarship, or you're going to have to be a walk-on. If you're in that equivalency scholarship place, that kind of sport, that's really going to put you in a different position, because you kind of got to think about a lot of different things. If you're not getting the full ride, you got to kind of piece together the way that you're going to make your ends meet and be able to afford the cost of tuition. One of the things that a lot of athletes and families have to consider if you're playing an equivalency sport is, for example, baseball. You have every player is going to have a partial scholarship. So if you get an offer from a college that's, 50% scholarship offer, that's a huge offer if you're in an equivalency school, and that's a $40,000 a year college, you have to come up with $20,000 a year in tuition, then you have your room and board, and then you have the cost of actually living and being at that school. Whereas maybe you have an opportunity to also go to an in-state college that might be a little cheaper, might be a $10,000 a year tuition school, and you're only getting a 10% scholarship offer. Well, in that case, you're only having to come up with $9,000 of tuition rather than having to come up with $20,000 of tuition, even though you got a higher scholarship offer at that more expensive college. So that's a really important thing for young athletes to think about. But if you're in an equivalency situation and you're playing a sport where everybody gets a partial scholarship for the most part, there's other ways to kind of piece together your ability to go to the college and to fund your tuition situation. And the colleges are excellent at helping you put together academic packages and grant and aid packages. For example, the coaches can help you through the process of getting an academic scholarship if you have solid grades, and then you can piece that together with a partial athletic scholarship, or perhaps you can qualify for a grant at the school. One of the big things that we offer on our application on SportsThread is the ability to look up any college in the country, and you're actually able to see financial aid offerings at the school. So you can go in, you can fill out your FAFSA, and you can get financial aid. You can take out loans. You can get the academic scholarship through the school if you have good grades. Grants, obviously, a great way to do it. If your coach will allow you to, maybe you can go get a part-time job. A lot of schools offer the ability to do some sort of work situation for the team. I remember when I was playing ball in college, I needed to make a couple extra bucks. And what I would do is I actually wash the laundry for the team after the games were over. And that allowed me to, put together a little bit of money so that I could, go out and get a hamburger with my friends and, help my parents pay for the cost of going to the school.
It's amazing you mentioned that, because baseball, your sport that you played in college at the JUCO level, at the NCAA D1 level, gives 11.7. I still, to this day, nobody's told me why they come up with 11.7, because there's not a .7 player out there. But they, as you mentioned, they divide them up, and I go back to an old story when Eddie Sutton was recruiting the Miner brothers, Damon and what was the other kid, I'll think of it here in just a second. They're twins out of a small town. They wanted to go to Oklahoma State, and Damon, who played professional baseball for the Orioles, Ryan was the other one, played a little bit in the NBA. Damon wanted to go to Oklahoma State too and play. He's a baseball only guy. So his dad said, hey, Gary Ward was coach at the time at Oklahoma State, great coach. Coach, if you can give Damon a full ride, Ryan will get a full ride with the basketball team, and he can play baseball. So, you're really getting two guys for the price of one scholarship, half a scholarship apiece. Gary Ward said, look, I did not give Robin Ventura or Pete Incaviglia a full ride. I'm not giving anybody a full ride. And that cost him. And Eddie Sutton, well, until, maybe the last 10 years or so when I talked to him, if that ever came up, that topic, he was not real happy with Coach Ward. But probably cost them both a national championship, because OU won one in 95 in baseball with Damon and Ryan, and OSU in basketball got to the Final Four that year and was a really good baseball team too. So, I guess it comes down to that sometimes. Dividing those scholarships is a pretty big deal.
It's a huge deal, and you got to work through that with your family, and you have to work through that with the coaching staff that's recruiting you, and you got to figure out, what is the best situation for yourself financially so you can go to the best college, be able to, afford the cost of tuition, be able to have a decent lifestyle at the school. You hear stories all the time about young athletes who go to school and they don't really have a lot of money for food and things like that because, they're just in a tough spot. They're not getting a full ride. So You really got to talk through that stuff with the coach who's recruiting you. That's one of the biggest points of advice that we can give any young athlete or any parent that's listening to this. And talk to the coach, and it's part of the coach's job to help you figure out how you're going to make things work at that school financially. And they are truly excellent at helping you put together various different types of aid, just like I talked about a few minutes ago. Because if you're a good player and they want you on the team, they're going to do what is necessary to be able to get you to come and play at that school and to work things out with you and your family financially. Another thing that a lot of young athletes should be aware of is what's called being a preferred walk-on. So if you are, in one of those headcount supports, but you aren't one of the kids who gets that full ride situation, or if you're in an equivalency support and they've already given out all the scholarships, but they really like you, they want you to come and they want you to be on the team, one of the things that the coaches will sometimes offer is the ability to be what's called a preferred walk-on. And that's where they're going to work to help you get admission to the college, but you're not actually going to get any scholarship money from the athletic department. And that is a very, very common thing. My brother was a preferred walk-on. I was one at one point. And there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, a lot of kids get really, you know, caught up in the thought of, well, I really want to get a big scholarship because, it makes me feel validated. But at the end of the day, once you're there, once you're on the team, for one, I don't know of any programs where the athletes sit around and talk and compare notes about how much scholarship they're all getting. You probably have a general idea of who's got a big scholarship if you're in equivalency sport, but the athletes don't sit there and say, oh, well, I have a 60%, I have an 80%. That's really not how it works. You're on the team, you're there to win, and you have to work those things out with your coach for how to make your ends meet and how to pay for the tuition. But don't get so caught up on, you know, what percentage of scholarship you're getting offered. At the end of the day, what matters most is that you find a school that's going to work for you and your family financially. They're going to allow you to play on the team. You're going to get to go out. You're going to get to compete. You're going to get that wonderful experience of being a college athlete and getting an education. And it really is a blessing to get to go and play college sports. So don't get so wrapped up in, you know, how much of a scholarship am I getting? Don't be upset if you're offered a preferred walk-on situation. Talk to the coaching staff. Figure out what you can do to pull together various forms of aid and create that opportunity and go and get yourself a college scholarship or a college roster spot. Because once you're on the team, everybody's working together to win. And your experience will be the same in terms of your opportunities, your ability to play. All that just comes down to working hard and being a good teammate.
Sean, I actually have helped some kids over the last couple years that were full FAFSA, also got OLAP, which in Oklahoma, it's a state of Oklahoma deal that if you parents make under a certain thousand, I think it's 60,000 or something like that, you can get free tuition at any Oklahoma State school. That includes JUCO, which are pretty cheap. I've been able to help I'm going to guess in the hundreds over the last couple years get both Pell and OLAP, and they actually make money after everything's paid off. In other words, they're getting more than the scholarship players. So what you don't know, as we always say in recruiting, can definitely hurt you. And guys like, Sean out there and his group over at Sports Thread, man, you need to get hold of those guys because they could save you literally tens of thousands of dollars on scholarship, whether athletic, academic, whether a grant, that type of thing.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I throw one plug out there for an excellent company. They're a partner of Sports Thread, and they will really, really help you to make sure that you are academically eligible to go to college. That's Honest Game. They put together incredible packages, and they really, really can help you make sure that you're actually going to be eligible to get to go and go to college and be able to be accepted into whatever school is recruiting you. So if you're interested in making sure that you're going to be able to go and get accepted into a school, make sure you go and Google Honest Game, or you can actually access a lot of their resources through Sports Thread. We put out a lot of great information with them through the application. So look up Honest Game. They're great people over there. They're a wonderful company. They can really help you. Talk to the coaches who are recruiting you. Do not be afraid of being a preferred walk-on if that's the right situation for you. Don't get hung up on how much of a scholarship percentage you're getting, because once you're there, once you're on the team, everybody's just there to win. And what matters most is that you find a way to open up that opportunity for yourself. You're able to go and get that, you're able to go and get that college experience and that college education. Don't allow, the financial aspect of going to school to stop you. You got to work through it. You got to be vigilant. You got to go out and apply for different scholarships online. And there's a lot of different ways that you can make it happen. But don't get into a position where you feel like you can't go to school because you're not from means. Don't feel like if you don't get a full ride, you can't go to college and play sports. That's not the case. Just work with the schools, create that opportunity for yourself. And it really is a blessing and a great thing. So advice for anybody out there, don't let the financial portion of going to school trip you up. Work through it. And go get that opportunity.
And the folks at sportsthread.com, you get the app and you just contact them there. They'll have somebody get back with you quick and definitely help you out. And you folks in Oklahoma, I can tell you, because I've, like I said, we've been able to help a number of kids. You get full Pell and OLAP, you're going to make money off the deal, literally. And after everything's paid off, room, board, tuition, books, everything, you'll make money. And you probably won't even have to have a little part-time job, which will be nice. But get hold of those good folks at Sports Thread, download the app, and put your profile out there. You know, run into so many people go, no, I don't have a profile out there. Well, you need to get one, and they do, and that's all good stuff. Sean, as always, great having you on. Pass my best on to your brother and your dad and all the folks over there at Sports Thread.
Absolutely, Greg, and happy Father's Day to you and to everybody who's listening.
You too, my man. Good talking to Sean, as always, and the great folks at Sports Thread. We'll take a break. We have Chris Zorich on, former Bear, former Notre Dame All-American football player. The guy is really good and want to have him on. I want to ask him about Notre Dame football. Are they going to be like a conference team? You know, or are they going to stay independent? You know, the NCAA gives them a lot of leeway. We'll ask Chris about that when we get back. Stay tuned. We'll hear from our great sponsors. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with a check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
And welcome back. A terrific Sunday. Chris Zoris, as we told you, join us. Chris was a All-American at Notre Dame. Of course, a great, great player for our Chicago Bears. I know Rex here with the station. He's a longtime Chicago Bears fan. I grew up in West Lafayette, Indiana, Chris, a place I know you've been a couple of times for a Purdue game, but and down here in Oklahoma the last 42 years. But it's great having you on, first of all, and happy Father's Day, first of all.
Well, thank you very much, and happy Father's Day to you guys as well.
Well, it's one of those days, you know, you just kind of go. My youngest had a flat tire, so that's what I did on Father's Day in 100-degree heat today. So, hey, I want to talk about Notre Dame real quick with you, though, because I kind of got the rep, whether deserved or not, a few years ago on Twitter for being the guy that – follows conference realignment. Some people love me, some people hated me. You know how that works. As long as they all listen, it's good. But Notre Dame's a different animal. It is a totally different animal. They're the big dogs out there. I know, you know, man, I didn't like you guys when I was a little Purdue fan back in the day. I told Bob Knight the same thing one time. He goes, was that you yelling behind me back at Mackey back in the day? It's like, no.
Wow.
But hey, what is Notre Dame ever in your mind? Do you see them joining a conference as a full member?
You know, that's really tough. And here's the reason why I say that, because if any other school in the country had an opportunity to be in Notre Dame's position, they would.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so when you ask that question and say, well, what's the reason for them to join a conference? They have a great relationship with the ACC. They're playing almost a full ACC schedule, you know, obviously minus maybe four or five teams. So the idea that they kind of have a conference affiliation with the ACC is probably as good as anyone who wants Notre Dame to join a conference is going to get. As long as there's no bowl issues, as long as there's no issue with the college football playoff system, then you'll always have Notre Dame being an independent.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, you laid it out exactly right. You would if you could. If you could be Notre Dame and some of the loopholes or whatever you want to call it they get, you know, favoritism, some would call it, whatever. But no, I mean, they're Notre Dame. That's why they can do that. Not everybody could do it, or they certainly would. Chris Zorich, and I'm going to say, Zorich, J.D., because you do have your law degree from Notre Dame Law, which pretty impressive, my friend, former athletic director, of course, and motivational speaker now. And you have the Zorich podcast, which you can listen wherever your podcasts are. It's all good stuff. But do you talk about this much? I've heard a couple of your podcasts, haven't heard all of them, where you talk about what Notre Dame's future is. Because when we talk college football, you got to talk Notre Dame. They're one of the big boys.
Sure, and that's one thing that I think is interesting, and a perfect example, kind of going back to what you were saying, was look at what the University of Texas has done, okay, with their media opportunity, right? So they have their own network, they have their own station, and when they were in negotiating rights with the Big 12, I mean, none of the other teams in the Big 12 are getting any of the University of Texas money, okay, because they're probably one of the only schools in the nation that can actually have their own network, the Longhorn Network, okay? And it's interesting because if you look at Alabama, you can look at Oklahoma, you can look at USC, a lot of really big schools, no one can kind of carry that off, can carry off their own network. And it's kind of a similar relationship that Notre Dame has with the ACC, yet they're not in that conference. And so the Longhorn Network, the University of Texas, they get a chance to keep all the money that they're able to make from the Longhorn Network, and they also get money from the Big 12. So that's one of the interesting things when you look at it, and again, probably University of Texas is one of the only schools that can actually do that. As far as Notre Dame guys, it's really interesting because we've all kind of been brainwashed, we've all drank the Kool-Aid that we enjoy being independent because we have a chance to go throughout the country and literally play who we want. And not very many schools have a chance to do that, especially when you look at now a lot of schools are trying to get either lower tier schools or smaller schools to play during certain times of the year so they can be fresh for maybe the conference playoffs or maybe to get a game kind of to warm up, maybe like a preseason game. But Notre Dame doesn't have that luxury.
Well, Chris, and like I said, you know, you've got a law degree, so obviously you've been a D1 athletic director. So you're as tied in, you know, as knowing this kind of stuff, you know, the law stuff especially, that we don't know. When these new TV packages come in, obviously that's going to be have an effect on conference realignment, as is pretty much everything out there, but the proposed 12-team NCAA playoff, which kind of floored me that that's getting so much traction, because I was just hoping for 8. I was always wanting 16 because, you know, the other divisions in NCAA have it. So what's good for the goose ought to be good for the gander. But I, you know, but obviously we know the bowl system and all that stuff. I would like to see all these minor bowls that, you know, a lot of people probably don't get too interested in become one of the first round games. I mean, doesn't that make sense? That's kind of what they've done with a 4-team playoff.
Well, I think that would be really, really interesting. And the thing with the bowls is that you've had them, they've been established, they're able to raise money for a lot of not-for-profits in their own communities. What a lot of people don't see when you look at the bowls, and especially the smaller bowls, they have year-round events, and so it all leads up to that bowl game, but they have parades, they have fundraisers, they have a lot of events kind of going that are aligned with the end of kind of their event schedule with that actual bowl game. So my concern when they talked about this is, will you decrease the value of these bowl games? And that's really my concern, because I had a chance to kind of work behind the scenes as well as being a former student athlete, and you realize how important these bowls are to the cities that they're in. But more importantly, it gives these student athletes who may not have had a chance to maybe go to a big school or have a chance to maybe be as successful as they want to be, they have a chance to go, to, even though they went to a smaller school, they have a chance at the end of the year, if their season's good, they have a chance to participate in a bowl game.
Yeah, and I get that. It's when they went, you know, it's when you have two games of a 6-6 and maybe a 5-7 that got in because there weren't enough to fill the bowls, and both teams have already fired their coach. I mean, those games right. are kind of hard to watch.
And that's the challenging part, Greg, yep. is that, you know, when you look at it, it's, you know, what's the importance of this bowl? Is it to reward the team, or is it to have on the coach's resume that, hey, he took a bowl game to he took a team to a bowl game, yet they don't mention that he was 5-7, you know, doing it.
You know, Chris, you're younger than me, but not much. When I was a kid, you know, they'd say, well, so-and-so hadn't been to a bowl in 20 years. Now they say so-and-so's been to a bowl 20 years in a row. Yeah, but mostly at 6-6, 7-5. But right. back in the day, if like the Big Ten, which I was a fan of because I was grew up a Purdue fan. My dad was a professor there. Purdue never went to a bowl, you know, and it was because, until my, like, last year there. But you know, they couldn't beat Notre Dame most years. You know, couldn't beat Michigan, couldn't beat Ohio State. So they end up, you know, like 6-5 back when they played 11 games. I think back when you played, it was 11 games, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. And
right.
so it was what it was, and there weren't as many bowls. So you got up on New Year's Day and you watched the Rose, the Cotton, the Sugar, you know.
Sure.
Those were all great, and those were for a national championship. Now don't get right. me wrong, we're better now than we were. Even the BCS was better than that, because at the end of the year, you let the pollsters guess who was number one, and that's
right.
crap. But,
right.
But as far as Notre Dame goes, not playing Michigan, not playing Michigan State, not playing Purdue every year that they played for 100 years back, you know, when Newt Rockne coached, don't you think, I mean, or you think maybe the guys now, they don't miss it because they don't know what they're missing, but you certainly do as a former player.
Well, I think one of the interesting things, when you look at Notre Dame's schedule now, because they have this relationship with the ACC, that was part of the deal, right? Okay, hey, you got to, I think it's maybe 5 or 6 games they have to play per year and they're able to rotate. Well, when you have those games, there are some games that are going to be left out. Now, you have the Navy game, which I don't know if you know the history behind that.
Yes.
But the reason why Notre Dame plays the Naval Academy every year is because during World War II, I believe, they were actually, University of Notre Dame was actually going to fold because they didn't have any male students. And so the Naval Academy wound up sending a bunch of students over to Notre Dame, and so they were able to kind of literally keep their doors open. So they're always going to have that relationship. And then you think about, like, kind of USC's. The challenging thing that I think is frustrating is that you have games like the Michigan game, which they've chosen in the past to stop playing. Now they're talking about playing it again in a couple more years. But it's interesting when you look at kind of the schedule for the future. When you have to include these ACC games, several teams are going to be left out. And that's really the challenging part.
And, of course, we're talking about football. Notre Dame has other sports but football, as we know. They actually did pretty well in baseball, got close to getting.
That was great, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love college baseball, so I've been watching a lot of it. But Notre Dame's pretty good in every sport. Women's basketball, obviously, winner Muffet McGraw won a number of national championships, and she was a longtime customer of our service, so we were happy to for her to do that. Unhappy for her
Wonderful.
To retire, but she deserves a retirement. But Notre Dame's good in everything, but let's be honest, at most places, and particularly Notre Dame, football pays the bills, so you got to sure. have that done right, first of all, or your athletic program, as you know, as a former AD, it can get bad quick.
Right, right. And that's really kind of the challenge. Although Jack Swarbrick, the athletic director at Notre Dame, really kind of sees and really wants to include all of the teams, at the end of the day, he knows that you know, football pays the bills, and having the reputation as Reading football does, they deserve a seat at that table. And so that's why he's been included on a lot of the college football playoff meetings, when they talk about bowl games, things like that. I mean, he's always involved because of the stature and the I don't want to sound too arrogant, but the idea that, the University of Notre Dame is good for college football, and we obviously deserve a seat at the table.
Well, everybody who's seen Rudy ought to know, you know. Rudy, matter of fact, when I was really a little kid, like maybe about, let's see, I think 74 was his last year, so I'd have been about 12. And and I remember going to some of those games where Eric Panic, the running back, was really, really good. Notre Dame was obviously really good back then. And now when my dad was at Purdue back in the 50s with Lynn Dawson, they upset him like 3 years in a row or something, which is crazy.
Wow.
Purdue has been like a thorn in the side. I mean, they live for that game. So I feel bad because I got a lot of old Purdue friends back in West Lafayette. They're like, gosh, we missed that Notre Dame game. I'm like, sure, as an Oklahoma State grad, I would miss playing Oklahoma. I wouldn't mind the losses not happening anymore. But, you know, it's kind of a tough deal. And I tell people this, like, you know, Oklahoma State fans, you got a great team. You're, you know, top 10, top 20, you know, a lot of years. And yet, you know, unfortunately, the big bad, you know, monster just lives 76 miles south of you. And you got to play them every year. And you can go from being, you know, in national championship talk to, you know, going to the, I don't know, Copper Bowl or whatever it is, you know, so, and those bowls hurt you. And that's the other thing about those bowls that you mentioned is the two teams that go, a lot of times they might both be 6-6 and everything even, but one of them got beat and had higher goals. The other one is happy to be there. And that's when you get those huge upsets. That's why I would never, ever, ever bet on a bowl game.
Yeah, it's really challenging. But at the end of the day, it's also fun and exciting as well, because you will have those teams that happen to kind of sneak up on someone and have a lot of success against them. The thing that I think is really exciting, really, is for the student-athletes. You know, a lot of folks don't necessarily see what goes on kind of the 2 weeks before the actual game. All they see is they may tune into ESPN and see the game and kind of some of the pageantry, but the opportunity that these student athletes have, they have a chance to kind of meet with each other. The both teams will hang out and do activities together. They have a ton of charity events for the teams to participate in. So when you look at what those bowls, even the smaller bowls, what they have, their responsibility is to the community is great. Now, are there too many? There may be, because when you start accepting teams that are 6-6 or 5-7, it's just not fair to everyone.
Yeah, but ESPN has a lot of inventory to sell. I think that's what most of that is about.
Yes,
during,
they do.
During bowl month.
All of a sudden, I mean, I think I just read that actually Jimmy Kimmel took over the Los Angeles Bowl or something like that.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah, and so it's like literally going to be called the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
Oh, my gosh, that is crazy. Hey, if you don't mind, take a short break, and we'll come back and get you on for the last 10 minutes. And got some great questions from the Buffalo Wild Wings text line I want to ask Chris when we come back. Most of them have to do with Notre Dame, but one having to do with the Chicago Bears. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Greg Swaim Show.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
We get it. Summer is here and you're ready to get back to it all. Start with a great rate on a car, truck, or boat loan from Tinker Federal Credit Union and get back to the places and people you love. It's easy to apply online, at one of our branches, and even get pre-approved before you start shopping. Check out our rates today and get a car, truck, or boat loan from the one you trust. And get back to summer, to fun, to all the reasons to celebrate 75 years of you and TFCU.
Hey, I'm back with Chris Zorich, the Zorich Podcast. Check it out wherever your podcasts are. You will enjoy it, no doubt about it. I enjoyed the ones I listened to. Good stuff. Has some great guests, too. And Chris, before I get to the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, and they're loaded up, by the way. By the way, that number is 405-880-2316, 405-880-2316 on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. I got a do you see much of Notre Dame basketball?
I see, yes. I have a friend who's involved in coaching staff, and I've watched a lot of it. I mean, probably the last maybe 4 or 5 years.
Well, I just got to tell you, if you ever get by a game, one of the assistant coaches, he'd be about 6'7", because I don't think he shrunk, Ryan Humphrey. Ryan grew up in my events. He's from Booker T, Washington in Tulsa. And, I had a twin sister. Matter of fact, Ryan was so good that his twin sister, and I'll say this in the nicest possible way, she was okay. But he was terrific. He was like the number one player in the country. He waited till the second semester to sign, so he became a bigger fish in a smaller pond and signed with Oklahoma. But here's the deal. He was recruited by everybody. Every women's program out there offered his sister a scholarship as well. And it wasn't because she was good enough. It was because, you know, they wanted him. Let's be honest. You know, now you've seen it before. Well, it'll take a twin brother or they'll take a brother or something like that to get a kid. But how often do you see him take a twin sister that really is not a big time B1 player? And they went to Sherry Cole. And allegedly, we'll say allegedly, since you're a lawyer and all that, went to Sherry Cole and said, "Hey, Sherry, we got this guy we're recruiting. He's really, really good. He's got twin sister." She goes, "Hey, I've seen her play." I said, "Let me ask you this. If the roles were reversed and she could really play and I wanted her and came to you and asked you to take a kid who couldn't play at our level, would you do it?" Go, "No." Go, "Well, at least you're honest." You know, so. But Ryan played in Oklahoma a couple years and then transferred to Notre Dame. And finished out there. Matter of fact, I'm trying to think. What years did you play at Notre Dame? What years did you play?
I'm sorry.
What years did you
My last year was 91.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't think that. I think Ryan was a little bit later. But anyway,
yes.
He's here. So if you ever run into Ryan, tell him I said hello. I haven't talked to him in years. And I probably need to call him anyway. There's a recruit down here that I think would love to come up there if he ends up being good enough, which he may well be. So good stuff.
As a matter of fact, speaking about Notre Dame basketball, you were talking about my podcast called the Zorch Podcast. A couple weeks ago, I had Joe Montana on.
Oh, nice!
And he was a great, great guy. Great interview, was great. And then he told me a story that I was blown away by. One that he received a basketball scholarship from North Carolina State.
Did not know that.
I was amazed by that, right? So I was like, wow, that's great. So then he goes to Notre Dame. And then at one point, I think it was his sophomore year, the basketball team, they were down two guards. And Digger asked Montana if he wanted to play on the team. And Joe said, absolutely, he would love to. And he went to talk to Coach Devine, who was the football coach at the time, and Devine agreed with him and said, "Hey, that's fine. You can play." He just said, "You can't miss any football practice." And so he's like, "Okay, that's fine." But then Devine moved the football practice at the same time as the basketball practice, as they were practicing basketball. So, and it's funny because Joe really kind of, and he's really kind of a self-deprecating guy. He's great considering everything that he's accomplished. But for him to kind of tell a story was really interesting because he sounded like a little kid. He was like, "Man, all I really wanted to do would have been like to wear the jersey like in a game. I mean, I probably wouldn't have started, but just have a chance to kind of win or just kind of have a chance to wear a basketball jersey for Notre Dame would have been great." I'm like, wow, you know, here's a guy who won 4 Super Bowls, probably go down as one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. And, you know, he talked about how cool it would have been had he had a chance to play basketball for Notre Dame.
That is so nice. First time I ever heard of Joe Montana in my life. I'm 15 years old. I'm selling pop and candy at the Purdue game, right? And Purdue has a freshman quarterback that played in the NFL for the Chargers named Mark Herman from Carmel, Indiana.
Right.
Good player. Right. And here comes this kid for Purdue's ahead. 28, I think it was 28-17 or something like that in going into the fourth quarter. And I've sold so much to Notre Dame fans, and I got a tip the week before from a guy who he said, "Sell 7-Up, don't sell Coke." I go, "Why?" He goes, because Notre Dame fans will mix it with Irish whiskey, and you'll sell out. And I did, man.
Wow.
I was selling them by the case instead of one or two at a time. So I made so much money, Chris, by about halfway through the third quarter. Purdue's winning this game, and I'm excited. I'm like, I'm not going to sell anymore. I've already made more than I've ever made before. So I sit down and watch this game, and here comes this guy, Joe Montana, because they had gotten beat by Mississippi 2 weeks before. And here comes this guy, Joe Montana, and he brings him down for 2 fourth-quarter scores to beat Purdue, 31-28, I believe. Just remember, this is, 44 years ago, so I've aged a little bit. But, yeah, but a great game, and that was the year they went on to win the national championship, too, after getting beat by Mississippi early. So that's my story. But, hey, I've got a question, though, a couple of them, but one of them asked about the Bears, which I'm a Bears fan, too, because I grew up in West Lafayette, and that was all we got to watch back then was the Bears.
There
back
you go.
Gale Sayers, Dick Butkus, all those guys. How are the Bears doing? How'd you like the draft, and are they going to be better?
Well, I was amazed, first of all, because at the last minute, the Bears were able to make a move and get Fields, the quarterback from Ohio State,
right,
which I didn't think they were going to do because they had just signed Andy Dalton to a $10 million contract maybe just a couple months before the draft. So I didn't think that was going to happen. Then they wound up taking an offensive tackle, and I think it's going to be really it's going to be a really interesting season. They just finished up their mini camp, and kind of what I've seen on the news and television, ESPN and things like that, they were really pleased with Fields. My only thing is I just really hope they don't rush him into that position, because it wouldn't be fair to him, nor would it be fair to the other folks on the team, just to kind of get him out there. Now, of course, he's going to go through preseason, but I really think that to be fair, let him earn position and let him compete against a veteran quarterback. And if he's better, then yes, he should play. But if not, you know, don't throw him out there to the wolves just so he can play. That's just my opinion.
No doubt about it. Hey, by the way, you could follow Chris on Twitter at Chris_Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H, just like it sounds, Chris_Zorich, and you could get his podcast and everything on there. Really, really great stuff as well. Hey, before I let you go, I got about 3 text about Notre Dame. We do have Notre Dame fans in Oklahoma, believe it or not.
They're
everywhere.
Yeah. So we had some great, my year, Tony Brooks came from
Booker T, same place as Ryan Washington, yeah.
Yes, he came from Booker T, and his brother a year later, Reggie Brooks, also came from Notre Dame from Tulsa, and Reggie wound up being I think a rookie of the year, I think, or something like that, for the Washington Redskins. So Notre Dame has a great history with Tulsa and Oklahoma.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They both basketball and football for sure. And
I remember, I think it was maybe early 90s, I was fortunate enough to win the an IBA award when I went to, I received it from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, nice. It was great. Nice. Yeah. The IBA award's a pretty prestigious award around here, big time.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. It's a small world, very small world.
Well, Chris, I hope you say hi to Ryan if you see him, and if you got your friend, maybe more likely to see him, tell him Greg Swaim said hello. I hope we can get you on maybe towards the end of summer as we get a little closer to football season, if that works.
That'd be great. I would be more than happy to. That'd be great, Greg. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Great guest, and we'll certainly follow you on Twitter and everything going on.
All right, sounds good. I really do appreciate this. Happy Father's Day.
You too, my man. Chris Zorich, and you can follow him on Twitter, Chris_Zorich. It's that easy, and you can also follow him on the Zorich podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. That's just about going to do it. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there and soon-to-be fathers and grandfathers and all that. I hope you got to spend time with your family. Want to thank Bill Van Ness, all of our sponsors. That's going to do it. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. ships, the ships that go sailing.